Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
You are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 25. Mike, many people have asked how to make rental property easier to sell. And I guess that means, what do you do to make the numbers look good and make the property look more attractive?
Well, what I've found in my last hundreds of deals that I've personally invested in using my own cash is when you have a rented property, it opens a lot more doors to you as far as selling to investors, because there's people all over the world that are looking, not just all over the country. There's plenty all over the country, but I get people all the time from Canada, Australia, England. These folks are looking to buy U.S. properties. And to them, they're looking at the numbers a property produces, right? So they're looking at it not just as a piece of property they're investing, but as an actual investment that delivers a rate of return. So you're higher the rate of return. So think of it like a scale, right? On one side, you have how conservative a neighborhood is. So conservativeness and rate of return. Some people would sacrifice their rate of return, get a little bit lower rate of return, to be in a little bit better area. Some people want to be, I would never say the worst areas, because I don't invest in the worst areas, and I don't really recommend doing that, because you just get such a low class of people renting. And although there's a rental for every single person on this earth, I personally would rather stay at about a 5 neighborhood, maybe a 4 if it was a really nice house, out of 10. So if I'm in a 4 neighborhood, I'm going to expect that I'm getting over a 20% return. But if I'm in an 8 neighborhood, I would never buy in a 10 neighborhood. First of all, if you buy in a 10 neighborhood, your rate of return is going to go through the floor. Now, if you're buying for the purposes of appreciation, that may be another story. Because I've bought properties that were maybe in an 8 to 9 neighborhood, but I had instant equity, meaning I bought those properties so far under market value that it made my rate of return higher, if that makes sense. So I made up for the fact that it was in a 9, 9.5 neighborhood, sometimes 8 neighborhoods. I made up for that fact by getting it so far under market value that it automatically boosted my rate of return, because your rate of return is calculated by your yearly net profit after you pay your insurance and your taxes, after you've paid that. And of course, we divide by the purchase price. So the lower you purchase the house for, the property for, and the more instant equity you achieve, the higher your rate of return, right? So what I've discovered is when you've rented these properties, when you're generating a monthly continuity income, what happens is you have a lot more interest in your property. If you take a vacant property and you take a property that's already rented, already generating a monthly continuity income, and you put them both out to a worldwide market, always, I've never found that I get more interest in a vacant property. I've always found I get much more interest in a rented property. And that's why I teach you guys how to be landlords. It's not a scary thing. We hire professionals. We have professional property managers. I show you how to screen them. I show you how to find them. I show you how to be able to rest peacefully at night knowing that your property is being taken care of. Now, so to stick with our question here, if you're looking to sell your properties, if you're looking to be a flipper, you know, some of you will just want to use these techniques to buy properties so far under market value so you have a higher rate of return when you rent it. But if you're looking to be a flipper and just buy houses and sell them right away, what you may discover is exactly what I've discovered for the last 12 years, is that if I simply buy the property, rent it out, have professionals do that for me, it's not a scary thing, move people in there, prove my rate of return, get signed leases, security deposits, start collecting a month, maybe 2 months of rent. Because you know what happens also? Once you start collecting rent, you're going to be a lot less likely to sell that property for less than you were looking to make. Because you know why? You're generating a monthly cash flow yourself now. So if you had to wait 6 months to sell a property, but you're renting it for $1,200 a month, you just made an extra $7,200 when you go to ultimately resell it. And if you stick to your guns and don't lower your price, you may collect an extra $7,200 and still sell it for the price you wanted to sell it for.
Right. And international investors, you got a feel for how much return they're looking for?
Well, you know, I used to have a formula. You know, I used to just stick with selling rented properties and stick to selling properties that were already generating a monthly cash flow. What I would typically do is I would set the price at 66 times the rent, right? So if I had a place in upstate New York, and I love duplexes. I always love duplexes because it's dual rental incomes. And if you ever have one vacancy, you know, you rent them both out. One guy stays for 2 years. After 2 years, he leaves. The other guy stays there for 4 years or 3 years. When the one guy leaves, you still have somebody living there. Then you just fill the next unit. Then you fill. But my rule of thumb, and I did this for years, you know, if I bought a property for $20,000, put $5,000-$6,000 into it, or even $10,000 into it, I would typically get about $1,100, $1,000 a month, depending on area and how much my property manager would rent it for me for. And, you know, these areas don't vary too much. You know, you go into a pretty conservative area, and when you're deciding what you want to buy properties for and what you're going to rent them out for, the rent might fluctuate slightly, but you're going to be within, you know, a pretty even keeled amount. So what I would do is I would sell them, and investors loved it. I would tell them it's 66 times. It kind of takes the negotiation out of it too, because when you're advertising to a worldwide audience, you say, look, I got this property, this property, this property. They're all available. I'm selling them all for 66 times my rental income. So if I was in a property for, say, under $30,000 and I'm getting $1,000 a month, that's $66,000. And you know what? That's still a great deal, because by anybody's standards, getting that kind of rate of return really is great. And especially in real estate, where it's real. That's the difference with real estate. It's real. It's not just a certificate or a piece of paper. It's actual property. Somebody can't come and steal your house. You know, a house just can't go belly up and suddenly become zero. That just can't happen. With a stock, you're at their mercy. You have no control. You have no way of knowing what exactly is going on behind the scenes. With real estate, it's real. You can touch it. You can hold it. It's right there. You can go look at it anytime. You can go online. You can verify. That's the power of the internet now, is there's no secrets. It's all public record. But when you get to selling the properties, I've found when I rent them out, it's a pretty easy sell. And it's just, and you're able to be more patient, right? Because say you have 3-4 of them, you're getting $5,000-$6,000 a month rent. You're going to start to enjoy that. You're not even going to want to sell it unless you get the absolute price you want.
And 66 times the rent is still a pretty attractive price, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, that's why, you know, my investors would feel like it's a win-win situation, because regardless of what I paid for it, they're ultimately buying that property for a tremendous price. They're getting a great deal, meaning they're able to recoup their money on a gross profit level in 66 months, right? Because that's what I'm selling it for. Now, of course, you have your taxes and your insurance, so it might take them another 20 months, 24 months to fully recoup their investment. But that's not a bad deal. I don't know a lot of things that you can invest in, and 7 years later, your basis is down to zero, it's grown in value, and you're able to sell it for 100% profit at that point. You follow what I'm saying? Because if your basis is now zero, whatever you sell that property for is 100% profit.
Yeah, remarkable. And still deals available, obviously, where you can realize those kinds of returns.
Every day, you know, there's not just auctions. You know, that's why I teach so many different techniques, because some people may not want to do auctions initially. I mean, when you see the tremendous values that are out there, you may want to consider it, but that's why I teach so many different buying techniques, so many different selling techniques, because every single day there's properties for pennies on the dollar that you can buy, and you don't have to search them out. I show you where to go to be able to actually do it. Now, a lot of times when we're doing radio shows, it's hard to actually show somebody. So that's why I created the video series. So that way, when you watch the video series, I can actually show you. I can show you how a live auction works. I can show you how to make best use of realtors. I can show you how to weed through the contractors, how to find the deals, how to actually do it, how to perform these searches. That's why I created the video series. And a lot of you listening right now have already trained with me. You know, you may own my DVD series. You may have a copy of my book. You may have these things already. But a lot of you that are listening right now, you may be meeting me for the first time. So I just want to let you know these things are available to you. And I love teaching. I love showing people how I've done hundreds of transactions and generated such a great lifestyle for me and my family is through real estate. And it doesn't matter what the economy is. It doesn't matter if it's up, down, sideways. There's opportunities every single day if you just know where to look. And I wish I could reach through the radio right now and show you how to do it, but that's why I have the website that you can go to.
Yeah, and while we're at it, as far as making the properties physically more attractive to investors, is that really important?
Well, it's all about the curb appeal, right? Because, you know, even if you have a place that's not the most beautiful place, but if it's well cared for and you have good tenants and you're generating good cash flow, I'll tell you a great tip right now. You know, when I'm buying a property, before I ever sell it, and I don't care if it's in a 3-star neighborhood or a 5-star neighborhood, I just do basic landscaping every single time. I make sure it's got fresh shrubs, some nice mulch. Make sure that the outside looks good, it's clean. If you need to paint your trim or whatever it takes, I always recommend doing it because I like my houses to look sharp. And ultimately, it translates into a quicker sale. So you see, your money is made a lot of the times on the speed at which you can conduct these transactions. So when you buy a property, rent it out, put it up for sale, if you could do all that, because that's what I show you how to do, sell them in 10 days or less. But if you can do that whole process in 6 weeks and get a $20,000 return, that's good. And that's actually much better than waiting 6 months on a vacant house and making $30,000 return, right? Because 6 months is what, 4 times longer? So if you could just do it 3 times at $20,000 in that same 6-month period, that's $60,000. That's a lot better than making $30,000 on one deal. So curb appeal is absolutely my key to a quicker sale. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to sell it for any more money, because a lot of times, you know, it's just based on the rent. But nice curb appeal also attracts a higher class of tenant, because people with decent jobs, people that are respectful and will actually take care of your property in return, they're only going to be attracted to your property if your curb appeal, if it looks nice, if you've done a fair job. If something needs to be fixed, you fix it. You know, don't be a slumlord. I've never been a slumlord. I always want to take care of my properties, because I'd rather, if it meant I could make 25% a year being a slumlord, or I can make 17%, do right by the tenants, feel good about what I'm doing, and do it quickly, I would much rather do that. Because the truth is, it's better to be straightforward and be ethical and do this in a way where not only can you make money, but you could actually feel good about what you're doing, and you could have repeat customers, meaning my tenants refer me other tenants because they see how I make my places. I don't make them the Taj Mahal. You know, I don't get excessive at all. I call it a Home Depot remodel. I just get basic from Lowe's or Home Depot, basic materials, but nice, clean, new. I get the cheapest ceiling fan. You know, they have ceiling fans. You know, you see an old rickety ceiling fan there. They sell ceiling fans for $19.99. They're just fine. They have a light. They have the blades. I mean, you don't need to get the stainless steel one for $100. You know, you want to do this smart, but you also want to make it nice. Ultimately, nobody's going to care what kind of ceiling fan's in there, except the fact that there's a brand new ceiling fan. That's just one example. It's about making these places nice so they're not just easy to rent, but they're easy to sell. You feel good about what you're doing, and you still make a phenomenal rate of return on your money.
Yep, very true. And having good tenants is always a plus, because when it comes time to collect the rent, good tenants pay, bad tenants, not so much. So, Mike, obviously you're going to want to get in touch with Mike, send him emails, check out his website. Where do they go?
Well, if you want to send me an email, I love making these shows based on what the audience wants to know, what they want to learn. So send me an email. You know, if I get enough about the same topic, I'll do a show about it. That's why I did this show today, was because I was getting a lot of people asking me about the correlation between rental properties and not only what I'm doing to maximize my return, but how do I know what to sell them for? You know, what are investors looking for? And that's why I covered all of those things today. So send me an email. It's Mike at teachmemike.com. I love hearing from my students. I love hearing about your successes. You know, if you have some success using one of these techniques or you're one of my former students, send me an email. I love hearing from you. If you're brand new to me and maybe this is the first time you've heard me or you've heard a couple of my shows and you want to get in with my free training series, the free set of videos, they'll come to you through email. Just go to my website. It's teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You enter just your name and your email address and you can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.